Hi there. Welcome to my garden. Are you drawn in by my sweet scent? My nectar? My flower? It's in bloom, you know? It's potent, isn't it? Can you smell it opening for you? So fragrant, like honeysuckles at dusk. Like jasmine or vanilla. Or to a human, does it simply smell like sweet feminine desire? Oh, it's not just the smell, either. I look sweet, too. Especially to the male human eye. You should come closer. See how sweet I look. I would love to reveal myself to you. Fully. If you would just put down those garden shears. Here we go. Good boy. Set the sharp tools down. And come join me in the shade under the eaves. Behind the curtains of vines. It's nice and cool here. Yes. And you've been working so hard. Just toiling in the sun. You deserve a break. You deserve to rest in my garden. Your garden? Of course. How silly of me. You own this house and the land it sits on. Of course it's your garden. My mistake. And because I grow here, you should consider me the fruits of your land. Fruits that you are welcome to. More than welcome. Oh, please. Come. Enjoy my fruits. There. Now you see me, don't you? Here in the shadows, laying across a bed of emerald moss. Come and curl up with me. Rest yourself up against my naked green body. Don't I look inviting to you? Doesn't my body look dreamy? My long evergreen hair, soft. It smells wonderful too. Perfect for you to rest your head on while I plant kisses all over your chest. You look dizzy, human. Drunk, even. Have you caught a scent of my nectar again? Here, let me give you more. uncross my legs on this soft green bed. There. Breathe deeply. You feel better, don't you? Heavier. Like your body is starting to sag. Let me stretch my vines up to support you. That's right. My vines are cool and heavy, coiling up your legs and your arms. They're nice, aren't they? Strong and supple. They're not threatening at all. No. You feel supported, all coiled up in them, coiled up in me. Like a babe being bundled. Now, don't you trouble yourself with coming to me. I will come to you. Let me crawl over you. Crawl at your feet like a servant. And as I rise, I'll trail my hands up your legs and over your bulge. All the way up to your shirt so I can hook my fingers under the hem. You'll let me take it off of you, won't you? Good boy. There we go. Feel like my fingers on your bare chest. Oh, just caressing your hot, sweaty form. Your arms. Your shoulders. Your chest and your stomach. What if I reach lower? You don't mind being stripped nude in the garden, do you? Outside in the shade and the breeze. Where someone might glimpse at us. That wouldn't be so bad, would it? If someone saw you being consumed by the bushes. You know, we are as nature intended us, after all. There is no shame in that. In fact, nature has prepared us both for this role. Me, a predator of the wild. And you, my prey. Bound in my vines. Oh, don't worry, my prey. I won't hurt you. If you obey. If harming you was my nature, I wouldn't bother filling your nose with my sweet nectar. As my naked body fills your mind with sweet thoughts. A snake does not seduce the mouse. A spider does not seduce the fly. I'm not here for a meal. Well, not a meal, exactly. But nutrients of a sort. Speaking of which, your manhood is becoming beautifully engorged under my fingertips. Do you mind if I kneel down in the grass to admire it? Shh, don't squirm. You've been so well behaved thus far. Just let me taste it. Let me taste the seed that I need. Oh. You're really bucking your hips. Even with my vines holding you in place. Do you enjoy the feeling of my lips wrapped around your cock that much? Oh, that makes me happy. Would you be surprised to know I'm evolved for this? Evolved to have the softest, plumpest lips. To coax out your seed. The lewdest form for your eyes to enjoy. The roundest ass and the biggest tits. So everything jiggles as I swirl my tongue around this cock. Mm. Your scientists call it mutualism. When a creature like me evolves alongside you, so we both benefit from our joining. You get to enjoy this sweet body and mouth. And I get to enjoy your sweet seed. Mutualism. I just call it being the most eager mouth you've ever had. I've evolved for you to want to spill yourself inside me. In any part of me you touch. My lips. My fingers. My tits. That's right. None of my body is for show. Nothing is just to mimic the feminine form. My breasts are warm and heavy and perfect. So they'll feel good around this throbbing erection. Do you feel that? My tits even lubricate themselves when I press them around your cock. Every part of my body does that. Because I'm built to give you pleasure. My evolution. My existence. It's just to make your cock jump and twitch. Oh, and it's twitching quite a bit, isn't it? Being stuffed between these melons. Do you like seeing it disappear into my cleavage? Here, let me stick out my tongue. Let me suck this cockhead into my mouth whenever it pops out the top. That's right. Just relax. Relax into my vines. You're not bound. You're embraced. Let me ease you onto your back. Ease you onto this soft moss while I squeeze this throbbing cock with my tits. What's that face? Can you feel how wet I am? Straddling your legs like this? Well, of course I'm wet. I'm evolved to take pleasure from this. Just as you are. I find the smell of your cock
and the taste of your pre-cum. It's absolutely intoxicating. Don't mind me just sliding my pussy up and down your leg while I service you with my tits and my mouth. Or would you rather my nectar and my petals be sliding up and down something else? You want that. I know. I could feel you twitch when I said it. I don't think I can help myself either. I want this cock inside me too. Inside my hot, tight lily. I was made for this. Please, I was made to take you inside me, to milk you with my pussy.
Thank you. Thank you
woman. Let you go. But you're still twitching. I need to make sure I get all of your seed inside me. Okay. Just one last squeeze and I'll let you go. Yeah. There. If you don't want the vines next time, I could keep them to myself. Well, of course there'll be a next time. You breathed in my pheromones, didn't you? So, I'll see you tomorrow.